But here's the weird thing is that like when I have a conversation with you, it's much more substantive than the conversation I'll have with a girl. Like I would say that our conversations or conversations that I have with guys are probably like on paper better. They would read better. They're a little more interesting. They're filled with references. They're filled with ideas. But there's sort of an invisible thing that's happening when I'm talking to a female that is really special. And it's not really on the surface. It's not really what we're talking about. It's just like... Why is this sick?
No, keep going.
Is this gay?
No, this is funny.
It's gay.
No, not at all. It's sexist.
What I'm saying is sexist?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
It's true, though.
Yeah, you don't have a substantive conversation with girls?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Such beautiful substantive
conversations. It's not that they're not substantive. It's that there's subtext. They're filled with subtext. Women speak differently than men do.
I got 20 substantive conversations going on with girls in my DMs right now.
Let me get the fuck out of here. No, you know what I'm... Do you understand what I'm talking about at all?
No.
Like, when we talk to Harrison, I'm like talking about...
You gonna explain that?
So the Dare is Harrison Patrick Smith. We don't call him the Dare. We don't call him Harrison. We call him Harrison.
No, we don't. We don't even call him Harrison.
We just call him Son.
We just call him Son.
So we're saying this now. We're putting this out there. The artist formerly known as the Dare, just call him Son from now on.
Well, should we explain it or should we just say that?
No, but we don't need to explain it.
Son.
Embarrasson. Son, if anybody here is a Dare fan, you like comment on the cool flyers and stuff that he puts out. Just please for us so that we know.
Yeah, just say your just, son.
Refer to him as Son in the comments.
It's it'll be a little S-A-H-N.
S-A-H-N. It'll be a little wink to your friends over at the Ion Pack that you already know what the fuck it is. No, but what I'm saying is that like I feel as if, and it's kind of like a Dune thing. It's randomly like this villain of like no dialogue. I'm being serious. You know how in the middle of the movie, the Asian kid in Salamander Day says, it makes me realize you don't need that much verbal communication to understand what people are feeling or convey what you want. I think about that when I'm talking to girls all the time, that so much is being conveyed. I'm not even talking about sexual subtext. I'm just talking about like, I genuinely feel that there is like an invisible code to the way that they're talking, where they're like whenever I talk to Connor, like Ezra's Connor, like when I have a conversation with her, we say so much less than I would say to like Ezra. Like our conversations are much less wordy, but somehow they feel a little richer. Like I almost feel like I'm catching a vibe in a much more significant way than, do you know what I'm saying? Kind of. Like it's the difference between being in like history class or English class. Like in history class is like talking to a guy. You're like talking about stuff. You're talking about like guys. You're saying names. You're talking about things that happened. In English class, you're kind of like looking at themes. You're talking about more invisible things.
I mean, I know what you're saying in theory. I just don't, I'm not sure if I relate because I don't know. I feel like all of my conversations are very substantive. I feel like I'm a really open, vulnerable person.
No, but you're also attracted. I also know who your girlfriends are. Not like your girlfriend, but like friends of yours who are girls. And they talk like guys. Like I feel like they are more down to have that kind of conversation with you. I'm talking about like, you know, like we have girlfriends who like have more masculine energy or kind of like tomboyish or like have like a different... Yeah, there's a different... Everybody's on a spectrum of, like, what flavors they're bringing to, like, their persona and their conversation.
Gender is a spectrum.
Gender is a spectrum, and it's a performance. That's a line from actors. I didn't say that. I'm so dead when Peter's like, what I'm doing is actually a new thing. And it's like, and it's because it's a performance, and that is okay.
Yeah.
It's a new thing. I was so cooked that. What I'm trying to say is not a sexist thing, though. What I'm saying,
I was kidding, dude. It's not sexist. I was kidding.
That randomly really triggered me that you thought I'm sexist.
I was kidding.
Because I love the ladies.
I was kidding.
Do you not know what
I
mean?
We make jokes over here. We make jokes over here at the Ion Pack.
No, but it is related to Dune, I swear to God.
Okay.
When I'm watching Dune, I'm taking in so little dialogue. And I'm understanding things in like such an invisible, like visceral way that reminds me of talking to girls. Because I feel like I say less with girls and they also say less, but with their energy, they say so much more. I think guys, a classic masculine trait is to be very literal. It's like the concept of like mansplaining something to someone. Like when a guy mansplains, it's because guys are interested in like facts and like tools and ways of fixing things. Like in sort of the archetype of like masculinity. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
And women, it's just, they're just built from a different blueprint. I feel like they engage with emotions and the world and reality in a different way. And that it's constantly fascinating to me to talk to a girl because I'm like still figuring, it's like it always remains a mystery, like the rhythms to how they think and how they speak. I love them.
Yeah, they're great.
Do you, are you kind of fucking with this?
Yeah.
No, you're not fucking with it. I can tell. You think I'm like, you think I'm hooking up Bob Marley? Do you?
No. I'm trying to assess if I relate.
Like when you and I talk, we're talking about like Jesme, double Virgo. We're talking about San. We're talking about food. We're talking about, actually, we're not really talking about food. We're talking about like our plans. You know what I mean? We're talking about things that are very black and white.
Yeah.
When I'm talking to a girl, like when I was talking to Connor the other night, we were talking about like the intricacies of somebody, of like Ezra's personality, but we like barely even said anything, but we just kind of like were giving each other looks, and it was some like, you know what I'm talking about. And the you know what I'm talking about element of my conversations with girls is essentially what I'm trying to get at, is that like I do know what they're talking about, that I do know what they're talking about, and they're communicating in this sort of like nonverbal way that is really attractive to me. Like a guy's never given me a wink in a conversation that communicated, not like a, not a physical wink, but like a verbal wink or like a hint at another idea.
Sure, dude.
Well,
no,
I'm not as cute as I once was, but I was real cute in high school and that was happening left and right. All these guys giving these verbal winks in all my conversations. All these older men visiting my high school giving me that.
You know, you had, I was with you for a second.
Yeah.
And it became Bob Marley.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? It's a cat and dog thing. Like, I'm, it's like, it's actually interesting to me because I'm really not, I mean, I love cats, but I'm like, I'm not a cat person. I've always just associated like dogs with guys and cats with cat girls. Person. But I mean, obviously it's like the feline feminine. I feel like a cat is like a feminine animal. And I always thought it was interesting that I was like, I'm really not attracted to cats, even though I think they're amazing creatures.
I'm the opposite. I love cats so much and I relate to them so much.
I relate to dogs so much.
I relate to cats so much in the way in which they like need love, but they'll also just disappear on you, and like sometimes you'll try to love them and they'll just swat at you and they'll run away.
You relate to that?
Yeah.
So you're like a girl. You randomly are kind of like a girl, no offense. You do have like girl, you give girl.
That's sick. I like that.
Yeah.
I need to do, someone recently, I think I might have said this on an episode before, but someone recently told me that I was the broiest guy they've ever met in the music industry.
Wow.
They're like, no, it's a compliment. Like, it's so refreshing. It's a great energy. I was like,
that person has not met a lot of people.
I was like, there's no chance.
That person has not been to.
They're like, no, you're just like such a good dude. There's not a lot of those in the music industry.
We are just kind of like guys. You are kind of like a chick, though.
So, I know, I like that, because I was like, I'm a bro? This is what it's come to?
Wow, so we embraced our bro-ness for a while, just because like we ran in art crowds, and but like remember when we went to Sarah Lawrence?
Well, no,
we
were, this like, is the weird thing. This is also just kind of like the way culture is going or something. Yeah. But, you know, you're in high school in a random place, yeah, and you're the weird artsy person. You're like, I'm going to go to New York and be with my people. I'm going to be with my fellow freaks. You know?
Yeah.
And then you get here, and like all of a sudden, you're the like the hyper-masculine dude.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, no, I thought I was one of you guys. I thought I was a freak.
That's what happened with us.
I know.
We were bros at Sarah Lawrence.
I know.
We were like jocks.
I was like the weird emo, like weirdo in high school.
I was goth. People called me goth.
Yeah.
I was not goth. Like, I didn't know what that was even really. You know what I mean? I was like, how did the jocks? Wait,
remember
know
everybody
what that
in
was?
High school, people in high school called you like, yeah, so true.
I was like, that's advanced that they know what goth is.
Yeah, wait, what?
What? The fuck is really good? All right, yeah, I don't know. There's a little taste. There's a little taste of the kind of things we talk about here on the Ion Pod. Things that we, the Ion Pack, the host of the Ion Pod, talk about. Yeah, that's just one small part of a large episode. And there's larger episodes before it and after it. This one, to hear the full thing, is only available in one way, and that is by going to www.patreon.com/theionpack and pledging $5 or more. You'd appreciate more. You already know. Patreon.com/theionpack. Yeah, you already know.
Patreon.